Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
3:02, it is the Monday edition of the Gym Class, brand new month, July the 1st, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. Coming up, we're going to talk about the John Deere Classic. We'll talk about that with Tournament Director Claire Peterson just a little bit. Take a look back at a busy sports weekend and a whole lot more. So stay with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour Gym Class, coming your way on KGYM. And from our studios on the southwest side, we welcome you in on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette, Kyle Mann, our producer, as we take you through this Monday edition of the show. 4th of July week is upon us. Nation's birthday coming down the line on Thursday. We will be off on Thursday, back with you on Friday for another edition of local programming from 3 o'clock until 7 p.m. And following us at 4, it'll be the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way right here on KGYM. Planning to talk about today, I'm going to talk a little bit of golf, preview the John Deere Classic that will be coming up. We gave tickets away to that last week, and it'll be coming up a couple weeks down the road. And that, of course, at the TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. So we'll talk about what's coming up in 2019 with Tournament Director Claire Peterson. That will be coming up. Also on Wednesday, another edition of Caddy Smack. So going to be a good one. Pat Cobb's going to join us to talk about the Zach Johnson Foundation Tournament as well. That'll be coming up next Monday, believe it or not. That snuck up on us a little bit right there. The 9th edition, that also snuck up on us a little bit right there. So that will be coming up on Wednesday. How you doing?
Yeah, that snuck up on us, and so did July. Happy July to you and everyone out there. And of course, it's 4th of July festivities week, Freedom Festival going on, plenty of activities you can take advantage of in that regard. Take a bottle of water with you.
Yeah, we got the complete lowdown on the Freedom Festival at our website at kgymradio.com. You can check it out right there. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Great place to cool off over what was a very sultry weekend, and hope you took advantage of that. They're locally owned and operated, and a place where families meet up again and again. When you're at Third Base, you're practically home, again, at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And 319-366-1600, if you would like to get in touch with the show, that is the Hertine & Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City.
Interesting time for baseball. Abbreviated schedule today in the major leagues. Toronto has defeated Kansas City 11-4, by the way. In terms of Kansas City, we're going to effort to get Kansas City Royals pitching coach and friend of the show, Cal Eldred, on the program during the All-Star break next week. A few other games under the lights, including the Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. We've got All-Star roster set. Maybe not finally. You know, there's always a movement or two because of availability of pitchers, injuries, whatnot. But we pretty much know the rosters at this point.
Yeah, we do. And of course, you've got the snubs. You have them every year. You've got the guys that should be there, aren't there. Guys that are probably not deserving, but are there. You've got the debate each and every year about should every team be represented as far as the All-Star game is concerned. I've always been of the on the side of yes, I think you need to see somebody from every team, but I also have no problem with there shouldn't be a roster limit in this game. Because what is it, Mark?
An exhibition.
It's an exhibition game. Who cares if there are 32 people in the dugout? You know, let Baltimore have their guy in there. Let the White Sox in their day have a guy in there. It was Harold Baines every year. Don't let me fool you. Who cares? Get the best players in there. I had a sports view today, and we'll get this up on the website after the show. And it was just another weekend of tearing my hair out because Major League Baseball just cannot figure it out. They go to London for two games. And
two football games break out.
Well, when you're playing in a soccer stadium with the dimensions that you have, with apparently the mound not up to Major League satisfaction and specs, and also people writing that, yeah, we already know the ball is juiced. We've talked to all our Major League people, and we'll talk to another one coming up tomorrow, and they're all, you know, this is not a big secret. The ball's juiced. Well, they brought out the, let's put this in golf ease, they brought out the club specials for the trip to London. They brought out the real big Super Bowls.
The X-Outs.
The X-Out club specials. And, yeah, an inning that took 58 minutes on Saturday, for heaven's sake. It wasn't even baseball. We can't fix the problems that we have in Major League Baseball in America. Now we got to go take this internationally now just to make sure, they get their fill of home runs. Another record-setting month of home runs, by the way, smashing the previous record in June. That coming out from Major League Baseball today, but people still not noticing the great game.
Pretty well received in London, though.
Oh, yeah. You know it would be.
Yeah.
They're very, they buy a lot of merchandise over there. They also do a lot of gambling, I learned over the weekend, as far as baseball is concerned. And maybe that's the reasoning why Major League Baseball took it over there. I know, I get it. But like I said, please fix it. Fix some things as far as baseball is concerned before you worry about taking it overseas and scoring 50 runs in two games.
Well, you can access Scott's sports view on our website, kgymradio.com.
Well, you will afterwards. I don't have it up there yet, but we'll get it afterwards. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in at 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line is available to you out there at 319-366-1600. So that's, I guess it was enjoyable if you like offense. I'll say that as far as London is concerned, but the Saturday morning game starts at 8:30, and you check the score again at like 11 o'clock, and I thought, well, it's got to be a rain delay. they're in the bottom of the second. Nope. It wasn't a rain delay over in London. Do you have a snub out there? Are there any such things as snubs as far as the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is concerned?
Number one, I don't get too worked up about it. I know Twins fans were a little taken aback that the team that has the second best record in baseball only got two players, Polanco, the shortstop, and Odorizzi as a pitcher. Some felt that Eddie Rosario, who's on the IL right now, short-term IL, Max Kepler maybe deserved consideration, maybe Jose Barrios, pitcher. Taylor Rogers had a good year out of what is otherwise an okay Twins bullpen, but I'll trade just two all-star starters for a nice run in the postseason. How about that?
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I think the Twins should have been more represented. For example, my White Sox have three representatives, should have four. But what's wrong with naming someone that's hurt? Like a like a Tim Anderson for the White Sox.
And a Rosario.
And a Rosario for the Twins. Just name them an all-star and then replace them. Also kicks in a lot of incentives as far as these individual contracts are concerned. Mm-hmm. So again, it's a bad look, I think, for baseball. It's a bad look as far as that is concerned. If you have a differing opinion, love to hear from you out there. Or if you agree, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. As we talk a little bit of baseball, we know there was a bevy. There's the other thing as far as baseball is concerned that I talked about today. While baseball is struggling with this, the NBA, again, is taking all the headlines. NFL training camps are going to be opening in 2 to 3 weeks. So there's one more thing to put ahead of Major League Baseball. But I will say this about the NBA. It was very interesting and very exciting. But for the love of God, will you please tell me where these people are playing? Well, he was signed to play here and then getting traded, and a futures got drafted, and then going here, and then this guy was traded, but he can't sign, and then he will play for this after he gets traded to this team. Please tell me where he's playing next year.
Tune in when the seasons begin, yeah.
Oh, that's all I ask. Maybe I could get into the NBA more if I knew where these guys were going to be playing.
You know, Kevin Durant's going cross-country, right?
I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that. Hope everyone tuned into the Stephen A. Smith breakdown at 12:01 this afternoon. It was very, very delicious as his New York Knicks didn't get into the festivities over the weekend. But it was interesting. It was interesting. A lot of different looks as far as the NBA is concerned. The Brooklyn Nets are suddenly a player as far as the NBA is concerned.
Maybe in a couple years.
Well, Durant's not going to play next year.
Yeah.
We know that. Does Golden State maybe have one more big-time year in them before things kind of start to go away as far as the Warriors are concerned? Toronto makes some local headlines about a half hour ago. They sign Matt Thomas, the former Iowa State Cyclone, who played in Europe this year for Valencia, I believe, and I thought that was a little bit of an unusual move for a 3-year contract, but then you take a look at things. Averaged 8.5 points a game for his Cyclone career, shot 40% from three. But last year for Valencia, who won that league, was a 48% three-point shooter, Kyle tells me. And there's one reason why the Toronto Raptors signed Matt Thomas. And that was to stand outside that arc and knock down threes, which is the new NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is a 48% three-point shooter, that is why Matt Thomas got a 3-year contract to play in the NBA.
We'll see how that works out. That was an interesting move. And, you know, Toronto's the defending champion, so you can't discount that team either, especially if Kawhi Leonard stays.
I don't think he's going to, though. I don't want to speculate as far as the NBA is concerned and who's going to stay where. I'd be the first to admit, don't ask me as far as that is concerned. But if Kawhi Leonard is not there in Toronto, Matt Thomas is suddenly not going to be wide open on three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make things a lot tougher. A lot tougher out there.
319-366-1600, our phone line, and Hertzing & Stocker Jeweler text line. 1619 has utilized it. McCann should be an all-star. Go Sox, Scott. Dylan Cease on the hill Wednesday.
Yeah, he's going to come up to pitch one of the games of a doubleheader coming up on Wednesday. So I'm glad to see that because the White Sox still only, I think, 5.5 games out of a wild card. So very tight as far as the American League is concerned.
Poll question at KGYMRadio.com has to do with all-star starters, particularly the American League starting pitcher. Of course, Ryu from the Dodgers is going to start.
Correct.
For the National League. Who should start the all-star game for the American League? Should it be Justin Verlander, Garrett Cole, Mike Minor, Lucas Giolito, or someone else? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's.
Shouldn't ask me.
Well, I saw Giolito yesterday for 5 innings before it rained for like 2 hours. And he gave up one hit in 5 innings, I think, 1 or 2 hits.
11 wins now.
And 11 wins. He was very, very good. And easily be the comeback player of the year right now in the American League. So he didn't have a good year last year, as you know.
Right. It would work out, as far as Giolito is concerned, perfectly, as far as his rest situation is concerned. So I think he's right up to... My two picks would be Verlander and Giolito at this point. But I almost think I would be leaning toward Giolito. at this point. But again, I am biased, so you can disagree with me if you like.
With the game in Cleveland, you would have thought at the beginning of the year it might have been one of the Cleveland pitchers who would have a really good first half. Kluber, who's been injured.
Right.
Bauer, maybe, but that isn't the case.
No.
I'd agree with you, Verlander or Giolito.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
And, just for an inning anyway, isn't it?
Two, maybe. Yeah, just get him out there and get him a little bit of, get a little exposure and try to get six outs out there. Usually they don't go three. And keep in mind, it is an exhibition game.
I agree with you totally. If someone is injured, that should not preclude them from being named an all-star, whether it's a starter or reserve. I mean, the Cubs could make a similar case for Cole Hamels.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it would be justified. So whether that's the reason some of these guys weren't picked or they were deemed not deserving, I hope it's not the latter.
No, I hope that's not the case as well. And again, it's an exhibition game, and you can have a Baltimore Oriole, you can have a Miami Marlin on your squad and have them go through the entire festivities of All-Star Gala and weekend and blah blah blah. Doesn't mean you have to play them.
Mm-hmm.
They can be in the dugout. Learn from some great All-Stars out there. It's an exhibition game, Mark. There's nothing on the line anymore, thank goodness.
Well, one other thing, if Hunter Pence is the American League's best designated hitter, what does that say about that spot? I know he's had a really good year, and he could be comeback player of the year as well, but really?
Boy, it's really interesting to see. You remember the days not too long ago where there was a glut of just tremendous American League first basemen? And now you take a look at it, and then one of the biggest snubs, if there is such a thing as a snub, 319-366-1600, is Luke Voit of the Yankees,
mm-hmm.
friend of the Todd and Alex show, St. Louis native, who is just putting up monster numbers, but I think was caught in the glut that is the New York Yankees. Gleyber Torres probably could have made it. He hasn't been around all year,
mm-hmm.
but you can't have every New York Yankee on the team.
Might as well.
Might win the American League again. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. But I guess that's what makes the All-Star game relevant to a certain degree as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Talked about the NBA. The other thing I wanted to get to from the weekend before we take a break and talk some golf is golf. And another couple things. You told me earlier today an example of how deep the PGA Tour is right now with what happened at the annexed Bob Hope North in Detroit over the weekend. But Nate Lashley, what a great story that this young man brought to the table over the weekend.
I doubt many of us have heard of Nate Lashley up until this weekend, but he played phenomenal golf, won the tournament in Detroit. This is a guy, if you don't know, he's in his mid-30s, going on 36 or 7, I believe, who, when he was a player at the University of Arizona competing in the regional tournament, I believe it was anyway, his father, who's a pilot, his mother, and his then-girlfriend flew in to watch him play, then went back to their home in western Nebraska. His dad piloting the plane, it crashed, and all three died. Granted, this was 15 years ago or more, but that's quite a backstory. And the guy left the game for a while, was selling real estate. Beyond that, he was the last player to get into this tournament.
He was an alternate.
Yeah.
Would not have played if somebody didn't drop out of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And got in as an alternate and then just proceeded to make birdie, 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 eagle. Birdie, birdie. He just tore it up. The king of the guys that tore up that golf course.
I mean, the same tournament in which Dustin Johnson and
Gary Woodland.
U.S. Open winner Gary Woodland didn't even make the cut. And here this guy is going out and winning by six strokes. The previous week, Ches Reavie, a journeyman player, hadn't won in 11 years, and he wins. You talk about the blue bloods of the game right now, including Tiger Woods, who will be at the Open Championship here in a couple weeks. McIlroy, Spieth, on and on and on, Dustin Johnson. And then you have two guys like this winning tournaments.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy out there. 319-366-1600, and a really neat story for Lashley. And a lot of people thought he was going to not play well yesterday, and man, he came through. He never looked back. I mean, he didn't give that lead up for 3 days out there. And it wasn't like it was people weren't coming after him with birdies. He needed to make birdies of his own, and he did make birdies.
He did indeed.
And everybody made birdies in Detroit.
Making hay today is Cedar Rapids Colonels, a noon game. The Colonels with a 4-1 victory over Kane County. And now Cedar Rapids goes on the road for a couple games against Burlington.
Commuter series that they all love. Venus Williams goes down at Wimbledon today, too.
To that teenager?
To a teenager, a 15-year-old. Corey Gauff? G-A-U-F-F. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Beat Venus Williams today. And then wore a Kawhi Leonard fun guy t-shirt to the news conference afterwards. Kawhi is everywhere.
Wow.
319-366-1600. 323. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk some golf. Claire Peterson going to join us, the executive director, tournament director at the John Deere Classic over at the TPC Deer Run. I know a lot of people make plans to get over there and enjoy some PGA golf, and we're going to talk about what's new for 2019, and we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class Monday edition coming your way. It's 324. Back with more after this on KGYM.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important, and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Are you ready for a smart-rocking summer of 2019? Here's your summer checklist. Beach towels, beach balls, and beach apparel. Check. Smart rock. Check. Grilling utensils. Check. Live music and deeper tracks of smart rock. Check. Vacation plans. Check. Smart FM app for your mobile device. Check. There. You are now ready to smart rock your way through the summer of 19. Smart FM.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 7 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design.
It's a Major League Baseball 4th of July doubleheader. First the Pirates face the Cubs, then the Braves face the Phillies.
Thursday afternoon starting at 2:30 here on the Gym, KGYM.
Back Back with you in the gym class at 3:27 for a Monday here on KGYM. Severe thunderstorm watch along the Iowa-Minnesota border has just been issued. Not in our neck of the woods, certainly, but could see some rain enter into the picture later on this evening. I don't know where that thing came yesterday, Mark, but that thing was vicious.
Came from the north, yeah. Yeah.
And blew through there, literally. It's picking up sticks last night out in the backyard, and hopefully everybody got through that okay and unscathed out there. And that includes our next guest, Claire Peterson, Tournament Director of the John Deere Classic, set to join us. And, of course, the John Deere Classic will be coming up not this week but the following week at the TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. And always great to have Claire join us. And, Claire, you guys, Deer Run, make it through the storms last night okay?
Yeah, that squall is something else. I don't know if Cedar Rapids had the same. Sounds like you did. But we had 70-mile-an-hour winds here and sideways torrential rain that lasted half hour, 45 minutes. Fortunately, we didn't lose any structures. It's pretty wet out there, affecting the final stages of the setup a little bit, but it could have been a lot worse, certainly.
Yeah, and the reason I ask is because you guys do have everything up now. You have all the grandstands up, and not only with the trees and whatnot, but you have all that you got to take care of as well.
Yeah, there are examples in previous years at previous events where a week before a tournament, some terrible weather situation takes place, and venues get blown over and have to be rebuilt and stuff. So it's not unheard of, but we lucked out, and it looks like we're going to be into a nice weather stretch here, which makes us feel good, and we're just kind of fine-tuning things to start everything off on July 8th.
Yeah, we want to go through the field, or part of the field anyway, Claire. Before we brought you on, we were talking about Nate Lashley winning that tournament in Detroit yesterday, and what a story that is. I see he's in the field.
Yeah, it was a tremendous story. He is in the field, and it just kind of reminds any golf fan, I think, and we've talked about it internally for a while, how great every one of these players are, even if you might not know their name. Corey Connors did almost the exact same thing at the Valero tournament earlier in the year. He won a 6-for-1 playoff in the 4-spot Monday qualifier to get in the field and then wound up winning, which is pretty amazing. There have been a ton of first-time winners this year. You saw Adam Long go nose-to-nose against Phil Mickelson in Palm Springs earlier in the year and win. CT Pan has won. Sung Kang has won. It's, you know, Kevin Tway earlier in the year, Cameron Champ. We have in our field right now, 29 players out of the 156 who have won tournaments in the last 2 years, and we've got 59 players who have won tournaments in their career. 5 of them have won majors or the Players' Championship.
Mm. Yeah.
We've got a FedEx Cup champion, Bill Haas. We've got a former number one player in the world, Luke Donald. So it's really an interesting – that doesn't include our sponsor exemptions, which are a whole other story. Any one of those guys could win. So it's really – exciting going into tournament week for sure. In addition to our favorite son and your favorite son, Zach Johnson, who plays here pretty well.
Indeed. And the four sponsor exemptions, you've done just a tremendous job identifying these sponsor exemptions over the years. Victor Hovland probably is the headliner, but who else do you have?
His teammate, Matthew Wolf, who is equally well known in the college ranks and a very exciting new addition to the professional ranks. An unusual swing, but one that...
to say the least.
It's got an amazing amount of power right through the hitting area. It's as good as anyone's. And then a couple other All-Americans, Colin Morikawa, who played in the U.S. Open, played very well, played in the Travelers, played last week. From Cal, and then Jason Suh, who also played last week from USC. So those four young players are battle-hardened. They've gone through their collegiate careers with many wins, have played in big events, like I say, Victor Lowe amateur. In addition to winning the U.S. amateur, he was a Lowe amateur at the Masters, Lowe amateur at the U.S. Open, breaking Jack Nicklaus's record for the lowest score of an amateur ever. Now he's turned pro, and I think he was 17 under par last week in Detroit. So they aren't blinking as they go into the professional ranks. And it's really exciting that they have him here. As you said, we've had a nice history. We take pride in carefully selecting these guys. We've had guys like Bryson DeChambeau as an exemption go on to win here. That obviously, Heath as an exemption go on to win here. Our man, Zach Johnson, was an exemption early on and went on to win here. So we're excited about the four that we just talked about there.
Yeah, and in the field, I wanted to ask you as well, the PGA Tour on a Midwest swing, certainly, with Detroit having their first tournament. Minneapolis is going to have their first tournament, and then everyone picks up and moves to your place down at the Quad Cities. So I got to think everyone being in the Midwest over this period is got to be helping out a little bit. What do you think about that?
That was our thought going in. It's still, I mean, believe it or not, we have till next Friday to really finalize the field, which is surprises a lot of people. But I have to really kind of go back and think about golf as a global game, and they go from place to place long distances anymore, and where a regional swing used to be advantageous when guys were traveling by ground or whatever, it's less of a issue now. They are more interested in how many weeks in a row they're going to play. So if you've got Detroit, Minneapolis, John Deere, then you've got the Open Championship across the Atlantic Ocean, then a World Golf Championship right after that. Very few of them are going to play in all those. So the Midwestern swing is nice. We're certainly benefiting from the week before us in Minneapolis. We've got a Monday Pro-Am that will have 28 pros here by noon on Monday, and being able to make that 5-6 hour drive instead of in years past, they had to come from West Virginia, from the Greenbrier, has certainly helped us. But it's not as big a deal as it was 20, 25 years ago.
John, the John Deere Classic received a tremendous award from the PGA Tour for 2018. Claire, tell us about that and how proud you are of it.
Thanks for mentioning that. Best title sponsor integration. We have a tremendous relationship with John Deere. They've been a fantastic title sponsor, now third longest title sponsor on the PGA Tour after AT&T and Honda out of all 46 events. We partnered with them and their branding people. They've got some very creative people there with great ideas on how to maximize tournament week, and they came up with some neat ideas where they built what looked like a driver head that was attached to the end of an excavator, which was pretty amazing. They put modules out on the golf course that had tractor seats in them for spectators to sit in, which were really, really comfortable. The old adage, give me a bucket of balls. They had excavator buckets filled with golf balls on the driving range. Like an archery range, they had round bales on the driving range with targets on them at different yardages for the players to hit at. So they really featured their equipment. We wound up with 14 million social media hits that mentioned or talked about or had people photographed in front of these branding elements. And that's on the heels of, in previous years, getting awards for best social media activation, most engaged community. In 2017 and then 2016, we were very fortunate and honored to get Tournament of the Year out of all 46 events. We won, I guess, the equivalent of winning the Oscar, the old independent film that beat the big studio.
And now over $100 million in all-time charitable giving, too. That's remarkable.
Yeah, 100, $107 million total since 1971. Next year will be our 50th tournament, which is pretty cool, pretty amazing. You know, the Travelers, just a couple weeks ago, they were all excited, rightfully so, but they did $2 million for charity. We did 13.4 the year before. Even the big Phoenix event, which is awesome, who gets 750,000 people or something, they did 13.2 million. They did less than us. So it's this all-in mentality here. That includes certainly Cedar Rapids area. It's a regional thing that charities use our Birdies for Charity program and help themselves. And we put on the tournament and put a pool of bonus money aside and then give every one of those participating charities a second check. We were able to give an 8.2% bonus check to 534 different organizations last year, which made us pretty proud. That was most ever. 13.4 million is what it added up to.
Well, that's terrific. That's terrific. Claire Peterson joining us from the John Deere Classic here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Anything that people can see new this year in 2019 over at the John Deere Classic? I know you guys always are very good as far as the spectators are concerned and the patrons out there. What do you expect in 2019?
Thanks for that. We try to make it a good experience. We've invested, knowing this week could be a good example for all of you in Cedar Rapids. It sometimes gets hot here in July, so we've invested in these cooling benches that are from Athletic Arena and cool people down their core temperature very quickly. We have free water stations around the clubhouse and the driving range. We gave away about equivalent of 56,000 gallon or bottles of water last year. So that'll continue. We have, for hospitality sponsors, a new build behind the 17th green that has these chalets, canopied chalets, instead of the old, what were called trophy suites. Brings people closer to the action. There are places where people with daily credentials can upgrade them. We have shared hospitality areas called the Champions Club and the Patio Club, which on our website are explained. And if you have a clubhouse ticket, which I'm sure many people listening may have had over the years, that has always gotten you to the back porch or the back deck of the clubhouse, which is a great vantage point, private restroom, air-conditioned area there. But now, this year, for the first time, it also includes spectator viewing behind the ninth green, which is a fantastic place to sit. And on Thursday and Friday, the entire field goes through number nine all day long. So those are some of the new highlights. And our website, johndeereclassic.com, really is up to date. In addition to the field, it updates every day. And parking information and security information, what you can bring on, what you can't, all those kinds of things are all in one place.
Yeah, and it'll be, I know the jet is ready to go. It's not gassed up out at the airport yet, but it will be when the time comes. And you've had some great champions. You mentioned a few of them, Jordan Spieth, Bryson DeChambeau, people like that, Zach Johnson, Steve Stricker, that go on to the Open Championship, and they'll be doing it again. And you've had some great first-time winners as well that get to experience that flight that I know in the back of their minds they think about, but they don't really plan on it until they're holding that trophy on the 18th green
Jordan
on Sunday.
Spieth as well.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's a great part of our Sunday excitement. Who's going to be that highest finisher, not already exempt, that gets on the plane? It doesn't have to be the winner, although many times it is. Nate Lashley just yesterday found out he's going to the Open, so he'll be on our plane. You know, two out of the last 4 years, the winner of the Open has played in the John Deere and been on that shuttle and gone over there. 2015, Zach, and last year, Eduardo Molinari was in our field, finished second to Michael Kim and went over and then won the Open. So it's proven itself as a hassle-free, easy way to get there. We love for our highest finisher to be able to just jump on the plane. There's many times great stories that are attached to that. As you mentioned, you know, Spieth in 2013, again in 2015. Of course, he'd already qualified for the Open in 2015 because he'd won the Masters and the U.S. Open before he won the John Deere. But we had Brian Harman and Ryan Moore, second-place finishers sometimes. Troy Mattison in 2012 got on. Kyle Stanley in 2011 because Stricker was already exempt. So it's always a neat part of the week, and we love to be able to finish the John Deere experience in style by putting them on a wide-body plane and letting them relax overnight and get their rested, refreshed, and never separated from their luggage or their clubs. It's a pretty good deal.
That's the motto, magic happens here, right, Claire?
Yes, we've trademarked that. No one's going to steal that. We got a long history of it happening here.
Yeah, and a good move right there. And again, give the website for people that want to, if they haven't got them yet, want to get tickets, and where they can find all the information for the John Deere Classic.
Yeah, johndeereclassic.com is the website, and it's pretty much got everything there you're going to need.
There it is. Everything you need for parking and shuttles and where to go as far as the golf course is concerned. And Claire, always appreciate it. We'll look forward to getting down there again to TPC Deer Run. I look forward to it every year. And thanks for stopping by. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We'll see you in a few, I guess, 10 days or so.
10 days. I can't wait. Thanks, yeah. Claire. Claire Peterson, the tournament director of the John Deere Classic, joining us here at 3:40, almost 3:44 here on the Gym Class for a Monday. We'll take a break, come back, have more for you after this here on KGYM.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices, so you can save big money on your painting projects. Dutch Boy Forever Paint and Primer in 1 offers advanced washability, stain resistance, and odor-eliminating technology. The fast dry time allows recoat applications in just 4 hours. Right now, you'll save $5 a gallon on Dutch Boy Forever Paint and Primer in 1. Sale prices are good through Saturday, July 6th. Now, during Menards' 4th of July sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard menu with 7 flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
The weather's heating up, and at AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup, which means you can count on them to deliver when you need it most. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
with you in the gym class here in KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here, to take you through the Monday edition of the show. I want to throw out hellos and job well done to, let's see, Stan and Frank and Paul and Colin and Dan and Pat from golf over the weekend. So just want to say hi to the guys and everybody that played in the tournament, a very hot Crandic tournament over the weekend at Pleasant Valley. And last time we played, I said I wasn't going to talk about how it went. See, I'm an equal opportunity person. When it goes bad, I'm not going to get down. When it goes well, I'm not going to brag about it.
Doesn't mean I can't.
Well, it's not a big deal.
Well, you got a top 10 in the senior division.
Well, Pat got second. Thank you. I played well. I was very happy.
You had not had a top 10, right?
No, that was first top 10. Yeah. So I was very happy.
I was happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. It was hot. Oh. it was hot down there, but Tom and everybody down at PV couldn't do anything about the weather.
No, no.
319-366-1600.
Just one controversy at the World Cup.
We got controversy at the World Cup. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Controversy at the Women's World Cup. This coming out now, the coach of the English team has leveled a complaint against the United States women's national team that they breached quote-unquote etiquette leading up to the semifinal in Lyon, France, coming up tomorrow between the United States and England. And the accusation is that U.S. team representatives were spotted inside the English team hotel. But, of course, it's she said in this one. But that's not the case. England's Phil Neville on the United States said, quote, "It's not something that we do, send somebody around to another team's hotel. I actually found it quite funny. I just thought, what are they doing?" Unquote. So apparently, the English are saying that the Americans are spying on them. Americans are saying, nah, that's not what we were doing.
Apparently, it was a couple American staffers of the team.
Right.
That were browsing around the hotel.
They're
trying to...
Is it going to make you play better or worse, though?
Trying to let the air out of the ball?
No, let's not go there. Well, each team is not in charge of their own soccer balls. The situation. I hope that is not the case, anyway.
Well, that match coming up tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the semifinals, as the U.S. tries to reach to the World Cup final, and that would come off on Sunday. The World Cup final.
Are you kind of surprised that maybe it's just the time of the year that the United States has not gotten more behind the team? I mean, the men's national team, when they didn't make the World Cup the last time it was staged. The time prior to that, it was a big deal. You had watch parties in major cities, etc. Maybe it's because the women have won it several times. I don't know.
And are favored
to do so again. Maybe we're more of an underdog situation.
Maybe we're not paying attention.
Too much NBA free agency out there? Too much? Huh?
Are you taking off work tomorrow to watch the World Cup game?
No, we'll be here.
319-366-1600.
Wearing your red, white, and blue 2 days prior to Independence Day. And we're not really getting, I'm sort of behind it. By the way, happy Canada Day today to our friends to the north celebrating that. Nice. Perhaps we should have had a curling match today or something like that, or hockey, I don't know. But the Blue Jays are wearing red uniforms today for Canada Day.
Mm.
They do that each and every year, I believe, as far as Canada is concerned. 319-366-1600, by the way, if you'd like to weigh in. 319-366-1600, if you want to talk about... started the program by talking about Major League Baseball and just the London series. And I guess it goes back to your personal preference. Do you like watching 18, 13 games or whatever the case may be? Or would you like to see a 2-1 pitcher's duel with a lot of, maybe not a lot of action, but a lot of intrigue and a lot of strategy involved?
Well, baseball's screwy that way. I mean, Baltimore skunk Cleveland 13-0 2 days in a row. Was it Cleveland that Baltimore put a hurt on?
Might have been.
I mean, go figure.
Well, it's baseball. That's the way baseball goes. You never know how it's
going to
play
game,
out.
Maybe even more so this year.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, like I said, I don't have the answers to what's going to make baseball more popular again. Maybe it's just a situation where baseball is not going to become popular again. I always tend to think, being the historical background that I have, that everything is cyclical. And maybe this is not cyclical. Maybe the national pastime is just kind of passed everyone by. I don't know. NFL is not going to go away ever. If the NFL didn't go away 3 or 4 years ago with all the problems that they had, the NFL is not going anywhere. The NBA is on a big uptick right now. I think part in due to the personalities and the superstars that they have. There's probably no bigger league in the world that has more superstars that are talked about than the National Basketball Association, and that, I believe, carries a lot of the weight as far as the NBA is concerned. You didn't see LeBron James in the finals this year. I know you may not have heard that, Mark. LeBron was not in the finals this year. And the ratings went down, but people talk about it even more, and there's more time on airwaves, television waves, and radio waves talked about with the NBA. So I don't get it.
John in Columbus Junction on the text line.
Hi, John.
Who parenthetically says he is not taking off work to watch the U.S. women's national team tomorrow. He says, baseball is dead. I did the top four sports in the country. It's in fifth place.
What would the fourth one be?
We got football, soccer, baseball, basketball, hockey.
Well, you can go racing. You can go soccer at this point. Reiterate. Reiterate, please. Let us know. 319-366-1600.
Dave on the text line is not going to watch for political reasons in regard to one of the best players on the team, who shall remain nameless by me.
I'm going to watch it. We'll have it on in here.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of guys and gals I don't like particularly, but doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it. Yeah. 355.
People have their reasons.
Scott. I know that. I know that. That's fine. That's fine out there.
John in Columbus Junction says college football is in his top four.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps two. One or two, I would think.
Yeah, if you want to go in that route. Yeah. Now, do we separate the NBA and college basketball then? Because college basketball certainly is not on the same plane as the NBA. I love to see college basketball back there. Are college basketball and Major League Baseball the two sports that have really dove as far as popularity over the last 20 to 30 years?
I mean, for me personally, baseball hasn't taken a dive. I think I like baseball as much as I ever have. Maybe attendance, the price of going to a game has driven away some people.
But look at the NFL.
You can watch games any night of the week if you want. Listen to them here on KGYM.
Please do.
It's a complicated question, I think, but probably so. Yeah. And answer to your question.
All right. We need to take one more break. We'll come back and wrap things up here on Monday edition of the Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
All right. It's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
love your backyard and the outdoors, insects love you. The Home Depot and Cutter have just what you need for whatever kind of outdoor lover you are. Personal repellents like Cutter Backwoods Spray for deep woods protection against mosquitoes and more. Cutter Dry Spray or Backwoods Dry Spray that won't leave you feeling oily or greasy. Get any three for just $9 for protection for the whole family. Today is the day for doing and saving on Cutter. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 7th in select stores while supplies last. See store for details.
Why wait for Black Friday in November when Dell's Black Friday in July is on right now, and it's our biggest one ever? Score incredible deals, including up to $400 off the very latest Dell and Alienware computers, including laptops with Intel Core processors. Plus, get free shipping on everything. And don't miss out on an amazing selection of electronics and accessories like Bose headphones. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. That's 800-BUY-DELL for massive deals today.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with a Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double your relaxing massaging shampoo and our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. Instant Replay. It's the MVP on repeat. Download the Sport Clips app and check in online today.
Back with you on the Gym Class, about a minute remaining on the show. Stay with us. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming away next on KGYM. Some sad news here that is just coming out of Los Angeles, and a little bit of a Cedar Rapids tie-in as well, and I'm sure Todd and Alex will have more on this. The LA Angels have announced that pitcher Tyler Skaggs has passed away this morning in Texas, and the game tonight against the Rangers has been canceled. Tyler Skaggs pitched here in Cedar Rapids as a member of the Angels organization, you said in 2010, correct?
That's correct.
2010. So no other information given on cause of death, what have you, but the Angels have announced that pitcher Tyler Skaggs has died this morning, and the game against the Rangers will not be played tonight. And certainly our thoughts go out to not only the Angels, but certainly the folks here in Cedar Rapids that worked with Tyler Skaggs.
Of course, of course.
So
unfortunate circumstances, no matter what they may be.
Yeah, no matter what they may be. So I'm sure more on that coming up here in just a little bit. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We'll talk some Major League Baseball coming away on the Tuesday edition. We'll also talk some racing. Spencer Pigot, IndyCar driver, will join us as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now on this day after free agent Kevin Durant departed for Brooklyn, Warriors finally.